You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. For years now, President Trump has been calling for the repeal of Section 230, the part of the Communications Decency Act from 1996 that says an online publisher or platform like YouTube or Facebook cannot be sued for things that are posted by other people. The president recently said that he would actually veto the country's annual defense spending bill if it didn't include a repeal of Section 230. But see, a lot of what people say they don't like about Section 230, like claiming that social media platforms censor conservatives, really has nothing to do with that law. Jeff Kossoff is author of a book on Section 230 called The 26 Words That Created the Internet.
I think that people are upset at big tech. They're upset with these companies for a lot of good reasons. And Section 230 is really a proxy for this anger, even when Section 230 is not necessarily what is responsible for what they're angry about.
Right. I mean, it seems likely that when platforms moderate less, no one's happy. When platforms moderate more, no one's happy. And that in some ways, none of that has anything to do with existing regulation.
That's exactly right. And you really identify a source of the problem here in that you're never going to satisfy everyone. And then you scale that up to a platform that has billions of users. And there's never going to be a time where people say, oh, we're happy with how platforms are moderating.
What do you think will happen? We have an incoming president. President-elect Biden has talked about revoking Section 230, which is not something a president can do on his own, as far as I understand. There are something like 20 bills before Congress that attempt to change the Communications Decency Act in some way. What do you think 2021 looks like for moderation and liability online?
It's so hard to predict because we have these two very different criticisms of the platforms, and we have different proposals that get at these different criticisms. So in general, and this does vary a bit, but conservatives will generally say that they want the platforms to be politically neutral in how they moderate. The Democrats, I would say, are more likely to say that there should be more moderation of what they view as harmful content. There haven't been as many proposals from the left as there have been from the right in terms of actual legislation, but generally the idea is that they want to at least limit Section 230 protection to platforms that act more responsibly in how they moderate. And when you step back and look at those two different goals, it's difficult to see how you can reconcile them into a single solution that would satisfy both sides.
Jeff Kossoff is a law professor and author. In other news, our hour-long special on adapting to climate change, How We Survive, is now available to hear at marketplace.org/climate. Check it out. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.